People who vote in Sioux Falls' municipal and school board election have 9 decisions to make on the front side of the ballot. But inarguably, more people are talking about the choices on page 2. The flip side of the ballot includes 2 initiated measures and 2 referred laws. City Attorney Dave Fifley is tasked with explaining each issue on the ballot so voters understand the jargon of the original text. Fifley says initiated measure 1 gives people the option to implement snow gates citywide.
I'm certainly no engineer, but basically a snow gate is a device attached to a snow plow that prevents an undue accumulation of snow in front of a person's driveway.
The city tested snow gates over 3 years. Results show snow gates do reduce piles of snow at the end of driveways and in intersections. They require more time, increase the chances of repair, and the cleared streets narrow throughout the winter. A yes vote on initiated measure 1 puts snow gates in use along all streets, minus emergency snow routes. A no vote says you do not want snow gates incorporated into Sioux Falls' snow removal procedures. The results of initiated measure 2 determine whether Spellerberg Park gets a replacement outdoor pool or an indoor pool. The choice gets somewhat confusing because the language on the ballot doesn't include an indoor option. Right now, Spellerberg has an outdoor pool built in 1969, and it's functionally obsolete. The city needs to replace it. Sioux Falls Director of Parks and Recreation Don Kearney says last year, city leaders planned an indoor pool at Spellerberg.
City Council has approved an indoor aquatic center to be constructed as part of our 5-year capital program in 2014. In the process of adopting our capital program, a petition was circulated to build an outdoor facility at Spellerberg Park.
A yes vote on initiated measure 2 replaces the outdoor pool at Spellerberg with another outdoor pool. A no vote means you do not want an outdoor pool at the location. If the initiative fails, the city council can decide to move forward with its plan for an indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg Park. The council would have to sell sales tax revenue bonds to help finance the project. Next, Referred Law 3 involves the Shape Places Zoning Ordinance. City Attorney Dave Fifley explains the origin of Shape Places.
And this was based on a citizen survey done in about 2009, followed by about 60 public meetings, lots of public input directing that we want our current zoning ordinance that was first adopted in 1983 changed, and here's how we want it done.
The proposed ordinance determines where places are located, how they're designed, and what they should look like. A yes vote on Referred Law 3 means you want the Shape Places Zoning Ordinance enacted. A no vote says the Shape Places Ordinance should not be implemented. Whether Shape Places takes effect does not impact a proposed Walmart on the south side of Sioux Falls. That's where Referred Law 4 comes in. Referred Law 4 determines whether a new Walmart and other businesses can build on a major intersection in southern Sioux Falls. The Planning Commission and the City Council approved rezoning an area at 85th Street and Minnesota Avenue for commercial business. Members of the surrounding community say they don't want a big store with heavy traffic so close to single-family homes. City Attorney Dave Fifley explains the impact of voting yes or no.
A yes vote would mean yes, the rezoning should take place in a Walmart store. Offices and other uses would be allowed out there. A no vote means no Walmart store should be allowed out there by this rezoning along with offices and other uses.
Turning back to the front side of the ballot, voters decide whether Sioux Falls should change its charter, basically the city's constitution. Amendment A and Amendment B are closely connected. City Attorney Dave Fifley wrote the explanations of the votes.
Right now, we have elected officials at the city level taking office on a Monday of the 3rd week of May. We're just providing a little flexibility through this proposal to say, let's do it any day of that week, because now we have council meetings that meet on Tuesdays.
Fifley stepped back from Amendment C because it has a direct impact on his job. The city attorney is an appointed position. Charter Amendment C requires a majority of city council members' consent to remove the city attorney from office. Right now, that decision rests solely with the mayor. That puts the city attorney position in line with most other civil service positions. Voters Tuesday also choose 1 school board member, 1 mayor, and 4 city council members. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.